Susan Harris, president of Rock City.
I am president of Sea Rock City, Inc., and Rock City Gardens is our flagship property in our attractions group.
Okay, so that means the buck stops on your desk.
It does indeed. It does indeed.
Well, tell us backstory of Rock City. This is interesting that it's grown into a huge attraction, but started as a ma and pa little garden.
It absolutely did. It actually started, Rock City Gardens is located on the property that was in our founder's backyard. Our founders are Frida and Garnet Carter, and Garnet was an entrepreneur and was moving to this area on Lookout Mountain to develop a golf course and a development.
And this was in the Roaring Twenties?
This was in the late 1920s, so post-Civil War, when Chattanooga was recovering from the Civil War. It was a major Civil War battlefield. And so Garnet and Frida moved here, and Frida really discovered what we know as Rock City Gardens while Garnet was doing other work on the mountain from a development. And again, late 1920s, so the Great Depression, the economy, and some of Garnet's big entrepreneurial plans didn't go exactly right. And so he took a look at the garden that Frida had planted in our space and basically said, you know, honey, I think people would pay to come walk around in your garden. And so Rock City Gardens opened to the public on May 21st of 1932.
And it kept growing and growing, and it's big time today.
It is big time today. We're a self-guided walking garden, about 15 acres, what we call a geological and botanical wonder. And so we welcome 460,000 visitors a year. Last year, that's what we had. Throughout the year, we have an incredible amount of festivals and different opportunities for families to come and experience the gardens throughout the year.
And I understand there's an overlook here where you can see seven states.
On a clear day, you absolutely can see seven states from the Lover's Leap Overlook. And that's the midpoint of our trail. We have one path that takes you out to that point, and then another path that brings you back.
Speaking of people coming, here you have covered wagon tour bus rolling in.
We are a great destination for groups of all kinds. So field trips, military groups, reunion groups. We have a number of international tours, and I believe this is one of our international tour groups that come throughout the year to experience Rock City Gardens.
Yeah, it looks like they just came in from mainland China.
We have a great tour business from New York City, actually. They travel down the eastern seaboard, and Lookout Mountain and Rock City are one of the stops that those Asian tour groups have.
Nice. But there has to be more than just gardens today. This is like a little destination theme park almost.
It absolutely is, and we work really hard to make our original gardens relevant while still maintaining the beauty and stewarding the property. So again, we do that through our event calendar. We start in March, and we have basically a festival or event that runs every month, sometimes a couple of months, catering to different types of travelers.
So a lot of live music, I presume.
Music is always a big part of our festivals. Here in the summer music weekends, that is the counterpoint of the piece of what we do all summer. But certainly for Rocktoberfest, we have German bands, and for Shamrock City, we have Irish and Celtic bands. And so absolutely, music always enhances visitors' experience with us.
Okay, back to the overlook. What are the seven states that you could see on an optimal day?
On a clear day, you can see Georgia, which is the state that we're in, obviously. Tennessee, we're only 6 miles from Chattanooga. Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Virginia.
Wow, and that means they can see you too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, before we go, I think one of the cool backstories of here is how in the original incarnation that the family wanted to get the word out. They came up with a plan that made a mark on the byways and highways across America that still remains today. Tell us that story. That's incredible.
Absolutely. And so I mentioned that Garnet was a big idea guy. So in the 1930s and 40s, we're located on a mountain out of the way. So how do you get people to come up here without all the modern technology and conveniences that we have? And so Garnet came up with an idea to paint the rooftops of barns along the highway. And he employed a barn painter, a young man named Clark Byers. And throughout the heyday of barn painting in the late 40s, 50s, and 60s, we painted over 900 barns.
And this isn't just in Georgia and Tennessee. This is all the way up to what, Michigan?
As far north as Michigan, and as far west as Texas, so from the Carolinas to Texas, from Florida to Michigan. And Mr. Byers would literally just if he found a barn he thought looked like it would be a great advertising barn, knock on the door and let the farmer know he would paint the barn for free as long as he could paint one of our messages on the roof.
And that legacy continues today. I understand what, around 100 barns that are still owned by farmers around the country that you guys paint for free.
We do. We maintain about 100 of those original barns. You know, legislation through the highway beautification has made some of that change, but we maintain a number of those barns, and we do paint. We paint 3 or 4 a year in general and have great relationships with those barn owners. They get the opportunity still to bring their families here to Rock City. Many of those are generations of the original owners and landowners that have had a relationship for Rock City for years.
That's so cool. So back in the day, that was the Twitter of the day.
That absolutely was. So Clark Byers freehanding a message to come see Rock City on the top of a barn was his signature tweet.
And it worked.
And it worked fabulously well. We have grown throughout the time. And as I said, we just recently celebrated our 84th birthday. So we are, 84th birthday. We are moving strong.
Let's look back to the gardens for a moment, because it's more than just looking at flowers. I mean, there are gnomes and little fairy tale items that are built out of stone and whatnot. Tell us about some of the things that you would see.
Absolutely. So our vision statement is created by God and enhanced by man. So when a guest walks through, we generally tell them they can kind of tell the difference. The rock formations that have been here for years are just magnificent, create natural pathways. Frida Carter was of German heritage, and she loved fairy tales and Western European folklore. And she imported gnomes from Europe, as well as fairy tale characters. And they actually employed an artist in the 40s and 50s to hand paint scenes from favorite fairy tales. And so all of that is a part of the gardens. We have moved many of the gnomes to a protected area of the gardens just because they are still the original ones that were imported in the 40s and 50s from Germany. So we take very seriously our responsibility to steward the property and place that we have.
Very cool. Susan, for more information,
visit crockcity.com. We have our event calendars, all of our different pricing. Tickets can be purchased online. Certainly, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We try to keep our guests and fans informed of all the different activities that we have going on.
If you're driving around Michigan and you see a barn that says Sea Rock City, you now know the rest of the story.
Absolutely, and you should make that drive south to come visit us on Lookout Mountain.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Georgia at Rock City. We've been visiting with President of Rock City, Susan Harris. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Tom.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.